Dump's Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, so we've got, yeah, you find out how, sorry, I'm distracted with Hallmark Christmas
movies. For the last 5 minutes.
Hallmark Christmas movies. Okay. Yes. We'll find out how to get paid to watch Hallmark Christmas movies coming up. Plus, we're going to play a little game with them. Mm-hmm. If you know them, then you'll be in good shape. But first, I want to tell you this. Maren Morris, you know, she was just... Do you think everyone can hear that
can
noise?
Can you hear that drilling back there?
This is what we deal with all the time. Maren Morris was at the CMAs, mm-hmm. and she performed, and she kept touching her belly, and it was the sweetest thing ever. And because she's pregnant, right? She's, she knows what she's having. She's having a little baby boy. And she said before she walked out on stage, he started kicking in there. Up there singing, yeah, she would touch her belly because he was so active while she was up there, which was so
sweet.
Adorable. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, Dave, you've never been pregnant, but I could tell you that that is the thing that I miss most, right? Is just feeling that little baby inside my belly and it would move and you're just like, oh my gosh. So that just warmed my heart when I read that. If you're a fan of The Office, you've got to check out this new Clue game that takes you to beautiful Scranton, Pennsylvania to investigate the untimely demise of Toby. From HR.
Oh.
He's the one that died. Yeah. The weapons include Michael's world's best boss mug, a ream of paper,
sure,
a pretzel, among other things. It's only available at Hot Topic. So this is the Office version of Clue.
That's great.
Sells for about $50, but word is it's selling really fast. So
sure, that's genius.
Get into Hot Topic before the holidays because that makes a great, great gift. And finally, what you've been waiting for.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, listen, if you are not a lover of the Hallmark Christmas movies, but someone in your house is, this is a chance for everybody to kind of benefit because you can get paid $1,000 for watching 24 movies in the 12 days of Christmas. All right. This company called CenturyLink Quote is taking applications from all over the place to find a lover of all things Christmas, G-rated rom-coms, and too close to home family dramas who are going to watch 24 of these movies in the 12 days of Christmas. So applications can be found on our website. Nicole posted this yesterday because she's post things before anybody even hears about them. So you can visit 925xtu.com and click the link through and you'll be able to get the application there. In addition to a cool $1,000 for doing this, the person picked will also get a Hallmark movie watching kit. I don't even know what's in that, but I so want it. And I guess the whole point in their doing this is to see how Christmas movies affect holiday traditions and how people like to watch them.
Okay. I mean, you're going to watch all the movies anyway. You might as well get paid for it,
might
right?
Might as well, yeah. So find that application at 925xtu.com. Yeah.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay. First of all, let's just talk a little bit about Garth Brooks, because you know that we have tickets for his show coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. What maybe we haven't been saying enough is that you have to listen for the song Dive Bar and be caller 25.
That's okay. Right. As the phones have been ringing endlessly this hour.
No, oh,
hold on for Dive Bar.
Heavens.
We promise it's coming up between now and 8 o'clock.
Yes. Promise. Okay. So that's coming up. So don't call now. That's not going to help you.
No, they're still calling.
It's not going to help you. They're still calling. Okay. So we just heard a little while ago from Old Dominion, who won Vocal Group of the Year at the CMA. So what's next for these guys? Who could they possibly want to work with?
Brad always says that he would love to play with Lenny Kravitz. And then, you know, there's bands like, you know, like Pearl Jam that we would love to do something with. There's people like Springsteen that we would love to do something. There's also like
The Eagles.
There's John Mayer.
How about it?
Wow.
I mean, any of that would
That'd be
amazing, be
fantastic, right?
Right. Yeah. Lori Loughlin and her husband are getting nervous because another defendant in that college admissions scandal just got a 6-month prison sentence for paying $450,000 to get his kid into USC. So my sources say that those cases are really similar. And like Lori and her husband right now, they could get up to 40 years. So the word is that they offered her a deal where they would bring that down to 10 years, but she has to plead guilty and turn her husband in. And she refuses to testify against him.
Okay.
So,
man, they're going down together.
So, yeah. So that's just it. So it's been awful for them. So we're going to keep our eye on that story for sure. And let's talk a little bit about Jeopardy. James Holthauser,
the guy that won forever.
Yes. Yeah. And he's in the Tournament of Champions right now. Last night was the first night of the finals, and he kept his winning way going. So listen to this.
Geography 12.
Answer. Daily double.
All right, let's try it again. All in.
Okay. This river is the largest tributary of the Columbia, which it joins near Pasco, Washington.
What is the snake?
That's
the
it.
Snake.
Yes.
Right? Pasco, Washington.
That's one of the questions for Are You Smarter Than Andy today.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I knew it. It's the snake. Okay. Don't ever have me playing against that guy, right? He's ended up so far with $49,326, and it continues tonight. Wow. Tournament of Champions on Jeopardy.
I love his answer when Alex Rep goes, daily double. He goes, all in.
All in.
Of course,
yeah.
Let's try it again. I don't know. Why wouldn't I?
Because he got two daily doubles last night. So he's like, all right, let's do this. It's nuts.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We are just minutes away from Garth Brooks tickets, so stick around for that. When you hear Dive Bar, you want to call in. Be caller 25 when you hear the song Dive Bar.
So not right now.
That's coming up. Another thing that's coming up, how to get paid to watch Hallmark Christmas movies. But first, it was a big night for Maren Morris at the CMAs. She was there with her husband, Ryan Hurd. She's pregnant. They're having a little boy. Mm-hmm. She sang Girl, which album, by the way, won for Album of the Year.
Yeah, big night.
And if you notice, while she was up there on stage in her beautiful white dress, singing surrounded by all of these flowers, she kept touching her belly bump, and it was so super sweet. Well, it turns out that she was doing that because the baby was really active. So it moved a lot, I guess, just before she went on stage. And then while she was singing, she kept putting her hand on her belly because it was moving as she was singing.
That's cute.
So super sweet. This is some shocking news. First of all, I did not realize that Days of Our Lives was still on television. But what makes this even more interesting is that the entire cast has been released from their contracts.
Holy cow.
The entire cast. However, NBC has not canceled the show. So, what?
It's going to be an empty set. Did you ever watch Days?
I was not a Days fan. No, I was a GH fan.
Okay.
Rearranged my college classes so that I was
you could watch General
back
Hospital.
In the dorm at 3
That's
p.m.
Funny.
But here's the deal. So they have, because they film months in advance, so they have enough shows to last through, for the next couple of months. If the show is renewed for its 56th season, all the actors are going to have to renegotiate their contracts. That's crazy.
Wow.
It started airing in November of 1965.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And
right?
You know, there's somebody out there who's watched it since the very beginning.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. They, these are the days, like Sands from the Hourglass, right? Remember that? Crazy. And then, all right, so there is a company that's taking applications to find a lover of all things Christmas to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies during the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and here's the deal. The company says that they're trying to see how Christmas movies affect their holiday traditions and how people who watch them, how they change throughout the holidays and things like that, too. So you get $1,000 if you do it. If they accept your application, you'll get $1,000. But you also get a Hallmark movie watching kit, which to me is almost more, that's pretty cool. I'd almost prefer that to, if it's an either or, I want the movie watching kit.
Yeah, because we all know somebody, Andy, who's going to watch all these movies anyway.
We're watching them anyway. Absolutely. So you can go to our website right now and download the application and send it in. Just go to 925xtu.com and then tell us about it because
especially if you win that pack, that movie watching pack.
Yeah, I want to know what's in it. Like a blanket and a mug, I'm guessing, and maybe a small Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And signs of all of the places that those movies take place. Like Christmas
I'm sure
in Evergreen.
That's it. Right.
And all those things. Yeah.
It, what's not going to be in that, though, is a pair of Garth Brooks tickets.
Oh, no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.